Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the April 6th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of the Hemp Show. Next up on the Hemp Show is Jessica Williams with Skies Herbal. Jessica was born and raised in Austin, Texas, where she's been perfecting her hemp craft for several years. Prior to getting into the hemp industry, Jessica was a collegiate basketball player, and post-college, she served in the military. After years of physically demanding activities, Jessica now suffers from excessive back pain and severe nerve pain. Looking beyond traditional medicine, herbal remedies have always been appealing to Jessica. With the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill, forgotten family land became Skies Herbal. Skies Herbal offers handmade, lab-tested products you can trust. Every product is created from the in-house hemp grown from seed to harvest with love. Skies Herbal is a small batch farm and one of a kind. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jessica, and welcome to the Hemp Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So let's talk about this. So you were a collegiate basketball player. I mentioned when we had spoken, I was a former football player. I had no idea about hemp CBD, and I was not a cannabis user while I played. However, I wish I had, considering the amount of opiates that I pumped into my body. So did you have a similar experience as far as with sports and then into the military?
Yes, I did. Actually, upon my exit to the military, before I had my first child, I was really sick. So while in the military, my doctor prescribed marijuana, not necessarily prescribed, but suggested that I use it because I was unable to keep anything down. And it was hard for me to sleep, eat, basically do anything. So upon doing that, it opened my eyes completely to a different option for medical and, herbal remedies for situations like that I was in. I could not literally keep anything down. So the only thing that I could do was smoke marijuana, and it helped so much. It was really shocking that my doctor was okay with it, because being in Texas is not legal, as you all know. So it's been, a struggle, but moving past that and getting to where I am now, I've learned that it's not going to be easy, especially here in Texas. I'm one of the people who I'm doing hemp, I'm growing hemp in the hopes of growing marijuana. So that's where I'm starting from.
Okay. I've got a really, really brief story for you there. And I went to a wedding in Texas, and unknowing to me at the time, at the wedding, I was known as the weed guy.
Oh my gosh.
But nobody, it was unspoken, right? But at some point during that wedding, every single person in the wedding had come up to me to talk to me individually about their want to experience cannabis or their personal use or something along those lines. Yet when somebody else walked by, everybody just shut up. So it was like, nobody would speak to anybody else, but everybody at that wedding at some point had spoken to me because I was the weed guy. It was so ridiculous. So I can get how they're fighting a bit of an uphill battle, you know, being in a state like Texas, with just the environment and then also kind of late to the game as far as the regulatory body. You know, now as far as getting into it because of the remedies that it provides for personal pain, you know, what really got you into, you know, that's, let's say, cannabis and hemp as a whole. You know, what prompted you to get started with Skies Herbal?
Well, with the laws coming out, and I'm a user, I'm a consumer, and I honestly feel like a lot of companies have, you know, owners and, you know, everyone who's in charge of the company who don't necessarily consume the product, and they don't know how it affects them personally or how it can affect, you know, the body as a whole. So with me being a consumer of cannabis, period, and with the land, like you mentioned earlier, that my family had and the new laws, I saw it as an opportunity to, one, bring light to the plant and try to help with the regulatory issues for it as far as Texas goes, and to also do something with the land. Our land's just been sitting there, and the land doesn't come cheap, and they're not making any more of it. So a lot of my family has sold off other land that we had. We had 40 acres in here in Texas as well, and my family sold all of that about 5 years ago. And I just, it's crazy because they're not making any more land. So
right. It's
and I wanted to make sure that our land stayed in the family, no one sold it, and also a way to profit off of it. So that's how Skies Herbal came about.
Now, prior to starting Skies Herbal and you know, growing hemp on that land, did you have any experience growing at all or kind of understanding of the plant and anything there?
So me and my brother have played around with growing plants since probably about 2016. We've grown a few, you know, here and there, but not on this scale. And this last year, 2020, was crazy because we learned a lot. It was our first year growing along with all the other farmers here in Texas. So we weren't alone,
right,
with, you know, starting something new. But we knew more about cannabis than, you know, most of the other farmers here in Texas probably know about, just because we've been long, you know, consumers, and we have, you know, grown a few plants over the years. So I did not have any prior experience, but I hit the ground running, and we have some really good quality stuff, so I've heard. So
nice. So let's talk a little bit about the experience. What was that experience like? Like, if you can provide any details, any context, and then also, what did you learn? What hurdles did you hit? Because I mean, everybody hits a wall sometime, whether it's the first spider mite you've ever seen. I'm not saying you got spider mites at all. I'm just saying, you know, something along those lines, right?
Yeah, we had those.
I know.
Yeah.
Did I jinx you?
That was a couple of years ago. It was a couple of years ago.
We're good. Okay.
It was a while back when we were, you know, first starting off. But I would say the weather, as far as outdoor growing, you know, clearing the land out and tilling and, you know, disking and getting the land actually prepared to plant I'm military background, so I believe in do it yourself. And, you know, of course I had other people doing it, but I wanted to learn how to do it myself. So I was out there tilling with the people that I had helping me as well. But I think that the weather, as far as outdoor growing goes, you can't control anything. In Texas, it was either burning hot or it was completely flooded. So I think, you know, dealing with the elements for outdoor growing was the biggest challenge that we had to overcome. So we're definitely going to do more indoor growing. So that's the biggest thing that I did learn.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Let's talk about the products. You know, once you figured out the grow, you got some killer products coming out. So, or that came from all that material. So let's talk about what products you're creating from the Skies Herbal Farm.
Okay. So our top product is our hemp honey. And
sorry, I missed that. Hemp honey?
Hemp honey, yes.
Honey, it's okay.
Honey infused with the hemp. Okay. There's a few other companies that have it out there, but we infuse our product with the actual whole plant hemp. We don't just put the CBD oil in there. Like, we put the whole plant in there and infuse it with it. So when you taste the honey, it has an actual nice herbal flavor to it. So
okay.
I've tasted some of the other companies and they don't necessarily have that. You can tell it has a little CBD in it, but it doesn't have that full flavor. So we have hemp honey. We have
Real quick on the hemp honey, by whole plant, do you mean like a whole plant extract?
Like, we're putting the whole bud in there. Like, the whole
the actual fibrous material
after bud. It's decarbed and broke down, but it's the actual whole bud, actual flower that you would smoke is being infused into the honey.
Okay, you made my mouth water. Just throw that out there.
That's our top product, I tell you. Everyone loves it. We also have coconut oil, a CBD coconut oil that we, you know, infuse pretty much the same way. We have the whole flower, different flowers that we have available for purchase as well. And CBD body butter. It's shea butter. It's all natural organic oils. And that is our probably number two seller. My old ladies love it. They go through the jars like crazy. So it's really good for arthritis and muscle soreness and, you know, good for athletes as well too. I have a cousin who's an athlete now. And so he's been trying it out for me, giving me all his reviews, and it's pretty awesome. So that's our number two seller right now is the body butter. And that's also used with the CBD oil that, you know, that we make in-house as well. And we also have gummies, and yeah, that's pretty much what we have right now. We're working on some more stuff that we're going to be rolling out later this year.
Nice. Is there anything you want to give us a hint on as far as what's coming down the pipeline, or is it all, is it top secret, hidden behind the door you can't walk
Delta
through?
Delta 8. Yeah. Delta 8 is, you know, hot right now. So we're working on some Delta 8 stuff that's, you know, made from our hemp as well. So everything made from our hemp, our Delta 8, everything is going to be from our in-house grown hemp. So
okay,
that's what we have coming up.
Now we talked with Maureen earlier with kind of the regulations and stuff. We talked about, you know, quite a bit about the whole 0.03% THC, you know, and that completely arbitrary, like basically level that they've given people that it has to go, that it can't go above. Did you have any issues there as far as, you know, having to harvest? Was that something that was kind of always in the back of your head as far as like, oh gosh, we can't test hot on this because if we do, we're losing our crop?
Yeah, I did a few practice runs before I did the big shebang. So I knew that we were going to be in regulations. I think the highest I had was 0.4, but we have up until 0.5. So really, I think it's like 0.6, honestly. But I've managed to stay under, so I haven't really worried or stressed about that. But I believe that it's absolutely ridiculous, and I can't wait until it changes.
Right. Well, let's hope. Let's cross our fingers. I mean, yeah. I'm not optimistic about things going the opposite direction. They typically only go toward the regulatory direction further and further. You know. So, but we can always hope. Now, as far as let's talk about your growing methods a bit here. You said that you were out there testing. You did a dry run. It sounds like you're extremely hands-on at your farm.
Yes, I am. I watch and see everything. I want to make sure that my product from beginning to end is exactly how I would want it to be. So I want to make sure that my consumers, you know, get the same thing. So yes, I am very hands-on, and we're a small batch farm, so I'm able to do that. I don't have 100 acres that I have to manage. So it's easy for me to do, you know, what I'm doing. So
it right. Mm-hmm. Right. So how big is it? So how big is it?
We have 10 acres.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's still pretty, I mean, that's a pretty big size right there.
Yeah. But you know, there's, you know, bigger ones. So
there's monstrous ones, but I mean, I would say, I mean, obviously you have a much better experience here, but 10 acres is still able to kind of be hands-on, right? You get to 100 acres and it's, I mean, you don't have any idea what's going on in the middle of your farm.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in your plants, and then everything is going through a machine and you don't know what you don't know. And you can't see what you can't see. So I definitely want to stay the size I am. I don't think I would be any bigger than like 20, 30 acres. But we also do indoor grow. We do hydroponic growing
and
indoor growing as well. So all of that's indoor. We don't have everything outdoor. Because like I said, over last year, you know, we learned a lot about the, you know, the heat in Texas and then the excessive flooding and rain that we had. Yeah, it was really, really bad last year and everyone suffered. So everyone from Texas knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, we're definitely going to do more indoor growing, you know, this next go round.
And typically Texans, at least with the weather, they don't really need to worry about a freeze, obviously, except for the freeze that just happened.
That was random.
But did you have plants? You didn't have plants in the ground at the time, right?
I had like 15 mother plants that I still had. They were all indoor, but with the power and everything that went out, I only lost a little bit. I just had a few mother plants. I didn't have much out there.
Okay. So it's not nearly as much of an issue. I know in California, like a freeze was destroyed.
Everything was destroyed. Yeah. I couldn't imagine having that much out there.
yeah, totally brutal.
I got lucky.
This was really cool. So if you're interested in connecting with Jessica and Skies Herbal, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Skies Herbal wholesale store, posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed, and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you very much for being here today, Jessica.
Thank you.
Awesome. This was fun.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.